Welcome to Education Today. Education Today is aired at 11:20 a.m. from Monday to Friday, live on AM 846 in Beijing and other overseas stations. I'm Wu You. First of all, college students receive anti-terror training in Beijing. Students from the Capital University of Economics and Business have received a lecture featuring techniques in defending against terror attack. Well, about the new Confucius Institute.Confucius Institute for Business Communication has been launched in Scotland. The Scottish Confucius Institute for Business and Communication officially launched at Thurrott Watt University in Scotland's capital to enhance cultural and business exchanges between Scotland and the Chinese side. Well, for the college students, about how do you acquire all the internship information? How to get all the sources? How do you better perform in the company?We're joining live with Robert Parkinson, CEO of RNG Selection, an international consultancy. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So first of all, should all the college students do internship, and are there any students that take certain majors you highly recommend to do internships in enterprises, while other majors should focus on their studies in the university?
Yeah, well, I think that's a fantastic question. I think absolutely it's vital to do internships. People that I see in my professional capacity who have been far more successful than their peers in their first 5 to 10 years of employment, they have typically completed between 5 and 10 internships.Whilst they're studying. So I think it's incredibly important to do. I think it's not even the case of what internship you do, just the fact that you do different internships, you get that experience of the real life under your belt, and you do develop that. I think in terms of what you do, clearly, you know, if you're studying medicine, then don't go and do an internship in a hotel. But I think for people entering general business, general commerce, I think it's very flexible what you do. I think the key point is that you have the real experience of working, and it also gives you the possibility to test a little bit whether your career aspirations are in fact correct. You know, you might have wanted to work in the pharmaceutical business, for example, but then when you actually go and work for a pharmaceutical company and you see what it's like and you see how it, quote-unquote, really is, perhaps that'll change your mind so you can make an early decision on what you want to do. So, absolutely, I fully support internships.
So how do you acquire all the internship information? How to get all the sources?
Yeah, well, that's a good question as well. And as usual, the answer is, if you want the easy internships, if you want the, as one of my colleagues put it, copy and paste and coffee internships offered by the many of the larger companies, then by all means, take the easy route and go onto the internet, go into jiaopin.com and the like websites. And they'll have those types of internships available. If you really want to do something a little bit more exciting than that, then it's up to you to make connections, make business contacts, use resources like LinkedIn and other business information websites, and write to people. I'm always impressed as a business leader myself when people, as the Americans say, reach out to me and say they're interested in working for my company, and realize too that if you do well in one internship and you get a good reference and a recommendation, you're probably also going to be able to make good use of that executive's contacts, because if you do well, he will probably refer you to another point of contact, so you have automatically another internship. So I would say don't just go for the easy and most advertised options. Scratch beneath the surface, ask around, ask for referrals, do your homework, and then when you go and see the companies, make very, very sure you have well prepared. You're there in a suit, you're looking good, and you're fighting for that as if it's a full-time job.
How do you choose enterprises? Is there a case of the larger the better when it comes to enterprises? What about for some medium startups?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, clearly in large enterprises, it looks good on the CV, of course, but the reality might be that you are pigeonholed into a small department. You end up doing very basic administrative work, and in fact, it's not that interesting. Whereas if you look at what we call the SME sector, the small and medium-sized enterprises, there, in fact, because the environment is likely to be more informal, you'll have more access to senior decision makers and contacts. You're also more likely to get more challenging, more interesting work. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's very much the case in our company. When we have interns that say, is there a limit to what we can do at your company? Yeah, my answer is, of course not. You know, we want you to go as far as you possibly can do. So, no, not at all. And I think it's great if people have experience on their CV of both large and startup and developing companies. You know, the more the better.
Mm-hmm. So how do you perform in the company?
Well, that's another good question. And I think this is absolutely vital, because I've experienced people who take an internship as just something they do to please their college professor. Mm-hmm. And I've actually terminated people for that kind of attitude. You should treat an internship like your life depends on it, like it's a mm-hmm. full-time job. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we treat at our company, I know many colleagues of mine and other executives treat their mm-hmm. interns as full-time employees, and that's exactly how you should behave. So dress in the same way, mm-hmm. behave in the same way, show up on time, and be super proactive. Remember, this is your chance mm-hmm. to make contacts. This is an opportunity to impress people that will help you in your career. And going back to what I said earlier, when you look at the evidence out there, mm-hmm. people who've done 10 plus internships, sometimes up to 20 I've seen, mm-hmm. Typically in the first 5 years of their career, they are doing far, far, far better than people who've done one or two internships.
So thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
So that is Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection, a specialist HR and recruitment consultancy.